Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We love that sound. We don't hear as much of it as we would like, but we love our Skol Viking song. I want to hear it more. You got to get to the end zone. One guy that did get to the end zone lots of times. He is the spin doctor, Chuck Foreman, Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor inductee, and should be NFL Pro Football Hall of Famer, but that is a discussion for another day. He joins me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline here on CCO Radio. And Chuck, good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you.
So I know it's been a couple of weeks since we've chatted. We've chatted about the quarterback struggles that the Minnesota Vikings have had before. But I just want to ask you, like, if you are a veteran player, How would you help a young quarterback that struggled like a J.J. McCarthy?
Well, first of all, you got to understand why he's struggling, number one. I'm a firm believer in the old school version of when you draft a young quarterback, you give him a couple years to learn the system behind an experienced quarterback. And in today's game, you know, you don't have time for that. It's a right. Is what do you do for me lately? And it's like a right now league. So the guys that really don't have a chance to develop, they just throw them into, you know, they just figure they drafted them number one. They paying them a lot of money. So let's see what they can do early. And then we don't have to pay them the big money. The only thing about that is we had two players that went through that whole situation where they didn't perform as well when they were rookies and second-year men, third-year men. But in that fourth crucial year, they became pretty darn good quarterbacks. We had two on our squad, and we let them both go. And so now J.J. is in the position those guys are in, and so is Browser for that matter. I think he's got some talent too. But, you know, it's, you can only play as well as the players they surround you with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the Vikings, for instance, we've had some issues. We got offensive linemen that are talented, but offensive linemen that are also not durable and they're injury prone. So you can't really see what the other guys can do because they don't have the guys up front that can help them showcase what they can do. If that makes sense to you, because as a running back, I know that if I don't have that line up front to get me to the next level where my talent is going to show, then it's going to be a long season. And I'm not throwing anything on the Vikings offensive linemen by any stretch of the imagination other than to say that, You know, they got to pick it up, step it up, because they are pros and they should be able to play at this level if they're on the roster. But our first line guys, you know, they, you know, they're never on the field together.
Yeah,
they can't develop anything.
Well, and that's one of the problems that you know that we've had throughout the course of the year, and you know, in the off season, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the general manager, right now taking a lot of heat for, you know, did they overestimate what JJ could do? Like, they went out and spent a ton of money on the offensive line, especially, you know, the center and the right guard, and they tried to give JJ everything that they could for a young quarterback and said, hey, this is our plan. JJ's going to step in and we're going to be competitive and we're going to, you know, we're not going to miss a beat. But is there just something that they could have done differently? Did they put JJ on a wrong timeline to think that he'd be ready sooner than what he should have been?
Here's what they did. They gave him everything, but they couldn't give him experience. That comes with time. And it's not that JJ doesn't have the physical ability to do the job. Mentally, he's just not there. When I say that, what I'm saying is he does not have the experience, whether it's a learned experience by playing a whole year as a rookie and learning from there, or learning from watching, which he had to do last year. But obviously, you know, the best way to learn, you know, to me, I think you got to have a guy sit back and observe and watch and learn how the veteran makes decisions in order to be all he can be. Now, that's just my opinion. And, you know, only guy that I knew, the only coach I played for up here was Bud Grant. I knew what his thoughts were about rookies. You know, you know, you didn't play unless you were, you know, something different, and as a quarterback position, you know, as I remember Fran Tarkenton saying, you know, they're never ready in their first or second year.
You know, we all love the idea, and we're talking with Chuck Foreman, Vikings Ring of Honor inductee and Minnesota Vikings icon and legend here on the Lake Show. Chris Tubbs filling in for H. Lake. Lake will be back on Monday. You know, everybody wants the idea of a young quarterback on a rookie contract. Like, it sounds good in theory to have, you know, somebody like a Patrick Mahomes or a Brock Purdy, you know, along those lines. But nobody wants to see how the sausage is made. Like, nobody has patience for that. Are we just in this society where we have these unrealistic expectations based on this fantasy of what we believe teams can do?
I think so. I think, you know, for and, you know, the NFL is, hey, listen, it's changed physically, mentally, and every darn thing else in it. And we're expecting too much from these players coming right out of college now, you know, as a running back. Either you can run it or you can't. Okay, as a wide receiver, you can get open or you can't. Those are the things. But as a quarterback, can you read? How quick do you pick up? How quick can you read defenses? How quick can you pick up a change in the defense when they audible and on offense they do the same thing on defense? How can you navigate that? What calls can you make to offset everything? You know, and that comes with experience. And then JJ, can he throw it? Does he have a strong arm? Yes, he does. Does he have touch? No, I don't think so yet. Does he have the experience to make those decisions and get off a play that he doesn't, that's not going to work? I don't think he's quite there yet. But I think he's got a lot of the things that you need, maybe all the things you need to be a really good quarterback. The only thing he hasn't had is time on the field. And, you know, the things that he needs to do is get experience. And I think he needs to watch. He needs in the off season to step up his program. As far as having a quarterback coach and having all those things that he needs to make himself better, you know, because now it takes to me, for me to at least 3 years for a quarterback to start hitting his stride in the NFL. And that's my own personal opinion. That's from my experience, from what I've seen and observed over the years. And so that's where JJ is. And like I said before, you know, the Viking decision makers, You know, they rolled the dice on it, but they crashed out.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, you talk about, you know, your resume and what you did and, you know, the first real dual threat running back in NFL history. And, you know, the guys that you played with are some of the all-time greats, and especially with the Minnesota Vikings. So did the Vikings make a mistake in the offseason by just anointing J.J. McCarthy the guy and not having, you know, one of those quarterback battles and make him earn it?
Well, I think they made, in my opinion now, I'm not the general manager, I'm not any of that, but I do know one thing. I know football, and I know from when I played and what I observe and what I see, I thought they had two quarterbacks on the roster that were on the verge of taking that next step. Now, the teams that they were with prior to the Vikings were not good. First of all, they didn't have any players around them. They didn't have offensive lines around them. They didn't have the experience. And then the NFL, in this league, at this level, and with the type of players that they have, hey, look, they've got guys on the defense that are now 6'5", 340, that could run a 4.5 40.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, they can get off their blocks and they can be on you like white on rice. You know, it's a different game, it's a different speed and all that. And so when you have these young guys in there, you know, they need time. And so I think in my opinion, I thought one of the biggest mistakes the Vikings made was that they didn't keep Sam and sign him to a 3-year deal. The worst that could have came out was that he did not progress more than he had the previous year, but he was 14-3, and then let J.J. sit. And if that was the case, that he was not going to keep going and developing, and then they had J.J., you know, there with the experience and the knowledge and all the things that he would need to step in and do the job. But in my opinion, just my opinion, I think the guys that made the decisions at the Vikings this year, you know, as far as quarterback goes, because they brought in some good players, and then they brought in players that were not, they were injury prone, and so they can't be on the field. So you can say, oh, this guy's great. He's got great talent, but what good does that do if he ain't on the field?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well,
I
was just going to say, like, you know, like you had said, and like Bud had said, the best ability is availability. You got to be there to be able to be on the field.
Yeah, durability equals greatness, and that's the way it is. And that's what Bud Gray used to say. And I know we played in my era and all that, but still, I don't care what you say in any era. It's what's up front that counts. And if you don't have those guys up front that can give the quarterback time to do what he needs to do, the running back that first little hole to get through, that wide receiver that, you know, that can get open and you can make that first play to him, you know, when he's open and get that ball to him, then you're in trouble. And right now, we're in trouble.
Well, Chuck Foreman, Minnesota Vikings legend. Hey, Chuck, man, I appreciate you joining me and just talking a little bit of J.J. McCarthy and Minnesota Vikings. And, man, I appreciate it, and looking forward to chatting it up with you at the Skoll Marketing Studios when we do our next podcast.
I look forward to it, Chris, and hopefully the Vikings will step it up and try to finish the season the best they can. But I don't expect anything. You know, as long as they do that, I'll be happy.
Yeah. What do you want to see? Last question. What do you want to see? What do you have to see from the quarterback?
Okay.
The rest of the year to see if they've got it or not.
I don't know who they're going to put in there in the quarterback. First thing I forgot to say, the defense is playing some really, really good football. Let me clarify that. They come to play. They do what they need to do. They're just not getting help. So I'm going to make sure that's said. But as far as the quarterback goes, you know, I don't know. I think they're going to have to make some adjustments as to when they put their game plan in, play to that quarterback's strength, and not so much as to, you know, the normal game plan that you're used to putting together. You got to put a game plan together that's going to be, you know, going to be like, to the advantage of the quarterback's abilities. Let's put it like that. Yeah. Take advantage of his good assets. And so if they can do that, I think they'll show better, for sure. Not trying to make the quarterback just play in that system.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to try and simplify things a little bit, and maybe that's what's going to jumpstart him. But hopefully we get him jumpstarted, because I want to have some good vibes out of this season. I want to have some good vibes going into the offseason, knowing that, hey, you know what? J.J. McCarthy, he's the guy. Let's build off of the last five games of the season, and hopefully we get that.
I hope so.
All right. Hey, Chuck, man, appreciate it, and we'll be in touch.
All right, thanks, Chris.
All right, there he is. That is the one and only spin doctor, Chuck Foreman, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And, one thing that I do with Chuck on the side is he's got a podcast of his own. It's called The Spin Doctor's Inn, talking about old Minnesota Vikings stories and, getting his thoughts on today's game. But just going back and reliving a lot of the highlights from the, the 70s and just, why this team, maybe this franchise, doesn't get the recognition being one of the best teams in the 70s, and just really getting into the weeds of old school football. Get a chance to talk with Chuck on a weekly basis. Check it out. The Spin Doctor is in. It's on YouTube. It's on all of your audio platforms. It's actually under the Sports Legends USA YouTube channel. So if you go to Sports Legends USA and subscribe, you'll get the Spin Doctor's Inn, where it's just Chuck and I talking for, half an hour to an hour. It's just great to hear old school football. And I think, Josh, at the end of the day, like, the game is still fundamentally the same, even though the process is different.
A little bit.
So it's great. And from the 6-1-2, KOC's fault. He didn't stop Sam from throwing and thereby getting sacked. Totally KOC's fault. There were times that Sam, he saw go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's a real thing. I don't think that Sam Darnold is a long-term guy. I do believe that eventually you had to move on, but to have even a guy like Daniel Jones, I think that's what annoys me the most, is that you didn't even give Daniel Jones the opportunity to show what he could do, and now he's doing what he's doing in Indianapolis, even with the fractured fibula. And he's playing quarterback with a fractured fibula.
It's pretty insane.
That is very insane.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.